This town of nearly 10,000 residents has the feel of a vacation resort. There are half a dozen golf properties within a few minutes' drive. Four have Norwalk addresses. Streets are named after golf courses: Pinehurst, Echo Valley Drive, Legacy Parkway, and Wakanda. In this municipality south of Des Moines, where you find golf, you often find housing developments.
Thank you.
Hubble Realty broke ground last month for Legacy Landing, a $12 million project on its property surrounding Legacy Golf Course, where neighborhoods are filled with homes, townhouses, and apartments. CEO Rick Tollickson says the company is also building golf communities in two other Des Moines suburbs.
Overall, we probably have developed right around 600, 700 homes that back up to golf courses.
And the links have generated ripples of new construction extending out farther than a golfer can drive a ball. At Warrior Run, the course has been cut in half. Nine holes remain. The rest is being prepared for a golf course community. As Norwalk's community development director, Josh Hagan approved more than 100 new homes last year.
I think that's kind of our niche, a little bit different in Norwalk than some other areas. We hosted the Home Show Expo this year on a golf course. So really a majority of our growth in the residential market is all on golf courses.
Former golf pro J.D. Schlotterbach is with Iowa Realty in Cedar Rapids and enjoys the solitude of fairway living at Hunter's Ridge.
Well, really in eastern Iowa, we have not had many golf courses built in the last really 15 years. I think you're seeing more trends in the middle part of the state, specifically because there's more industry moving into that area and there's more opportunities for golf courses to make it financially.
And there's the hazard, financial survival of golf courses as the sport struggles to attract a new generation. A few have even reverted to cropland. Hubble Realty President Rick Tollickson.
Golf courses have been tapped out. We're over-golfed. The demographics have, you know, because we own two golf courses and operate them, and I can tell you it's a very, very difficult business. You'd think the baby boomers would start golfing, and they do. We need to get more of that younger generation.
And it's reached the point that one of the sport's chief Iowa promoters says housing adds to golf courses, not the other way around. Iowa Realty manager J.D. Schlotterbach predicts a new wave of millennial players.
Once you're out of college and you're out of maybe the shape that you were in college and high school, they look for other things that they can do for the rest of their life. And golf, of course, is one of the big items there. So actually, I think the opposite. I think you're going to see a trend of golf starting to pick back up in the next 10 to 15 years because of the millennials getting into the game.
Well, here it comes.
Like champion Tiger Woods at the peak of his career, this suburb is winning with golf. Residents want to live near golf courses, home builders are filling the demand, and local governments are relishing the property taxes. In Norwalk, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
In your life have you seen anything like that?